This has got to stop. This has got to stop. Airbnb has just admitted yesterday, it came out, that they might cancel you, even though you've not been banned from Airbnb. But if somebody that might sometimes travel with you, if they've been banned, you also are banned. And I'm not talking family members. I'm talking friends. Well, how do they know that? We're going to get into that here in a minute. But I think this is so critically important. This also broke yesterday. Donald Trump Jr.'s MXM, it's a news app like Apple News, has the bank, PNC, has just ended their business relationship without cause. Donald Trump Jr. is with us now to talk about it. Hello, Don. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, I'd be better if this crap wasn't happening.
Yeah, it doesn't stop, Glenn. It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, think about this. I created an app because for years they've been telling us, build your own.
Yep.
So then you do, and then Amazon Web Services throws you off, or Apple won't let you be on their app store, or Google won't put you on. But we're on Google, and we're on Apple, and MXM, and all it is a news aggregator app, right? So I looked on it this morning, and there was an article from the New York Times on there. There was something from Breitbart. There was stuff from The Blaze. We take everything. I went through the Hunter Biden nonsense. I saw what they did to me for years, and I see how he is an angel. And I understand I'm not the great citizen that Hunter Biden is, but I wanted to make sure that people actually had the opportunity to see all of the news, not just what big tech deems to be important enough to show on Apple News or
Correct.
On Google's homepage or the craziness that happens in search. And so I built my own with a friend. And again, we show all sides. Again, we have leftists, we had, I think, Mediaite on there, not exactly conservative friendly, but we let everyone read everything and choose themselves. So
Correct.
We get he's going to the bank, my partner in the MXM, and they go, you have zero account balance. I mean, it's a small business, but we had, $750,000 operating budget in there, and there's zero there. We thought we were hacked. We go to the bank. What's going on? There's a cashier's check being mailed to you. You'll get it in a day or two. They just closed out our account, sent us $750,000 on our cashier's check, money back. They didn't even call, Glenn. And if they can do that to me, who won't they do it to? I mean, that's the insanity of the world that we live in. It wasn't like we're creating news that they don't like. We're literally just taking what's out there and making sure that everyone has an equal chance to see everything and formulate their own opinion. And PNC Bank, a major bank, just does that. So if they'll do that to me, who won't they do it to? Meaning, I have some pretty powerful friends. I know the Speaker of the House was retweeted my tweet last night saying this is outrageous. Like, if they'll do it to me, knowing my soapbox, knowing my ability to get it out there, who won't they do it to? It's lunacy, and that's why it's so important we push back in sort of this patriot economy that's emerging. I mean, people are like, what are you talking about at CPAC? It's like, well, I was going to talk politics, but the reality is if we're not playing in this game, it doesn't matter. And it comes to, coincidentally, the week that my buddy Michael Seifert is taking his company Public SQ public, a listing of all the conservative businesses that in, all over the country, where you can find businesses that believe in your values, businesses that won't cancel you, businesses that actually sign off on those things. And honestly, you're going to be spending your money anyway, Glenn. You might as well be spending it with people who share your values, put their kids through hockey practice or whatever it is.
But I will tell you,
rather than funding the insanity and the people that hate you.
And you know this because you just experienced, those people will also come under attack if you don't stop this with the banks. I don't know if you know this, but I have been pushing for fair access laws. And we've been traveling to state to try to get the Republicans to understand that you're not telling people how to do business. You're telling people they can't collude and use other things other than finances. Look, if you were a credit problem or whatever, which clearly are not, if you were a credit problem, well, then maybe. But they would tell you that. These fair access laws mean that if a bank or an institution cancels you, they must say what it was that caused them to cancel. And if it's anything other than credit, then you can sue them. But
yeah, well, that's the point of it. I mean, we didn't even get a call. There wasn't a reason. They just said, well, we don't want to do business with you. And again, it's not like I'm out there creating quote-unquote fake news. Now, I think we've all seen a lot of fake news that turned out to be 100% correct, like the Wuhan lab leak theory that, you know, finally, you know, the Department of Energy and the FBI admit, you know, the most obvious cause from moment one was actually the cause. I'm shocked, Glenn. I'm shocked to hear this. But, you know, they would cancel you for saying that for the last few years. And that's the sort of battle that we're in, probably more important than almost everything in politics, other than perhaps we have to start ballot harvesting. Otherwise, none of it matters because we'll never win another election again.
We have to start legal ballot harvesting. We must do that. And shame on the GOP for not going there. So PNC, by the way, if you have a PNC account, you should take your money out of it today. Find a local bank that's not doing these things. By the way, what is the 1792.com? What was that that website we talked about recently that shows all the banks and their risks on doing these kinds of things? But you should take your money out. But just don't take your money out today. Make sure you tell PNC why. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'd mentioned Public Square. By total coincidence, my buddy's taking his company public. That is a listing of all the conservative businesses around the country. He's from California, and he got sick of going to a coffee shop, spending his hard-earned money on a business that's donating back to Planned Parenthood or some lunatic leftist cause. And so he started this basically business board. If you go to publicsq.com, you can find all the businesses that share your values, whether at home or abroad. And again, if you're going to be spending your money anyway, give it to a company that shares your values. We have to start playing this game. They can't cancel 175 million Americans, Glenn, but if we don't get involved, if we don't take the effort to do those kinds of things, they're going to keep making the money, taking your money, using it against you, and fighting this way. I mean, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. And more importantly, if they're dumb enough to do it to someone with, like, my soapbox, they could care less about you, and they'll do just that. So we all have to collectively get in that game and push back. I mean, PNC is a major bank, and someone had the great, yeah, we're just going to send it back. Like, we're like, what did we do? Did we spread anything that was inaccurate? We're not creating anything new, so it's not, we're just putting stuff that's out there by other mainstream media publications.
Wait a minute. Hang on just a second. When does a bank become the arbiter of truth? Even if you were putting things out that they said were untrue, there's been a lot of lies from the government. And the government has called us liars for pointing it out. When does the bank get to decide? I'm doing a transaction with you. You are taking my money. I'm paying you to do these services for me. It's all about our money. That's our relationship. At no time do you have the right to go, oh, well, I saw that story and we should cancel you. Are you kidding me?
Well, 100%. We saw that a couple months ago with PayPal. Remember, they were going to fine you $2,500. Like, well, I was like, so is PayPal going to start monitoring my social media that has nothing to do with PayPal and then decide? So if I'm a guy like me who's been talking about Wuhan lab leak theory for 2 years, of course I was proven right, but it would have been misinformation according to everyone in the mainstream media. PayPal is going to be the arbiter of what happened in Wuhan and my opinion and be able to dox my account $2,500 per instance that on they have nothing to do with my social media. They have nothing to do with my opinions, but they can somehow decide to charge me that much money each time and just take it out of my account. It's just a little debit there, Glenn. I mean, that's what's going on. So it's not just this instance of PNC Bank. We saw it happening with PayPal. I've seen Chase Bank not do the credit card processing for me speaking at an evangelical Christian event, because somehow, you know, those, and I guess according to Chris Ray at the FBI, I mean, I guess evangelical Christians or practicing Catholics are now actual terror threats, except for, you know, the only people that aren't terror threats are the people that seem to actually be committing terror crimes in America, but because they check some sort of woke box, you know, they're on the radar, but we're not going to bother to enforce them because we're busy monitoring your grandmother who was within 500 miles of Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy. Don, keep doing what you're doing, and anything we can do to help you, let me know. Your advice, your ask, if you have an ask for the people that are listening.
Yeah, go check out go check out MXM News so you're actually seeing these news, and then spend your money wisely. Go check out publicsq.com so you can find the stores in your area, the businesses in your area, the banks in your area, or when you're traveling, that share your values. They'll sign off on a whole list of things. Or if you're a small business, put yourself on those platforms so like-minded Americans can find you and give you that boost. I mean, that's the game that we're playing. As much as all of this stuff is politics, if we're not playing that economic game, there gets to be a point where there's a critical mass that we won't be able to push back on. So, you know, I'm in this fight, and we got to keep going at it together.
Thank you very much, Don. Appreciate it. Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr., on the program. MXM is what he's talking about and what he urges you to go do. Just go to mxmnews.com. It's a news aggregator. That's all it is. And that's just too dangerous. Can't do banking with them.